Blog Talk Radio.
O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftah, 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 Tiftah.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi Yagit Tehillatecha, 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 Tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, 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 not sacrifice.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for informers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord our God and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. For all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us, and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered. Help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Bet Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your amen. 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 Torah.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
An upper room. Upper room.
They went up into an upper room.
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 Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers." It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opening of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion. From the peon, rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
And here, Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Here we have the evening psalm here for the fifth day, known as Thursday. Here, Psalm 81, right here, here, Shema Yisrael.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the poor by instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagiti le'asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzzenu, uzzenu, harninu l'Elohim uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have
satisfied. I have a gift tongue, gift tongue, to highly, highly, highly.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
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 Thank you.
have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong. For the fifth Aliyah here for day five here, Aliyah day here, we pick up with Exodus chapter 15, verse 27 to Exodus chapter 16, verse 10. For the fifth of the seven sabbatical aliyah, we say the manna, the angel's bread here in this proverbial loaf of bread for this sabbatical study for Shabbat Bishalach.
And Shema'ah, give ear, Yisrael. Here for the Chamishi aliyah, here for this Shabbat Bishalach. Sabbath in letting go, Shabbat b'shalach, Sabbath when he let go. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 15, here at verse 27, for the chamishi, for the fifth aliyah, the fifth up offering up, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat b'shalach, 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 b'shalach. Here a note. This is the Revi'i, according to Le Sephardim, the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, according to the Sephardim, here the Chamishi, according to the Ashkenazim, and the more other branches of Yehudi, that here we have the fifth, but according to the Sephardim, this will be the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah here, taking off Exodus chapter 15, verse 27. Vayavu lema. Vishama shitema asareya ainota mayim vishivaima timarim vayayachnu asham alha mayim. Here, the Chamishi, redemption. The third item, experience, rest after trial. And they came to Elim, where 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. And they came to Elim, Elima, Wayavu, Elima, Wayabo, Elima. And they came to in the direction of Elim, Elim, Elima. With Shama Shitema Esareya Enota Maim, where were 12 springs of water. With Sham and there, Vishama Shitema Asrei Ainota Mayim, 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 Mayim. Where were 12 springs of water? With Shivaim Temarim, 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 and 70 palm trees. With Shivaim, with Shivaim Temarim. Vayayachnu Sham, and they encamped Sham there. Vayachnu Sham, Al Hamayim, and they encamped there, Al Hamayim, by the Mayim, by the waters. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 16, redemption, the third item, experience, the seventh stage of the journey, the seventh stage of the trod, hunger. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, of the Israelites, came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month, the second moon after their departing out of the land of Mitzrayim. Vayisu'ua mei Elim, vayavu'ua kol edata b'nei Yisrael illa midbar Sin, asher veina Elim uveina Sinai, ba chemisha asar yom ala chodesha. Hashemni lit etama mereta mitraim, and the whole congregation of the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, murmured against Moshe and Aharon and Aaron in the midbar, in the wilderness. Vayilla nonu kol edata b'nei Yisrael al Moshe v'al Aharon b'midbar. And the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, the Israelites, said to them, would to Elohim we had died by the hand of Yahuwah, by the hand of Jehovah, in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, in the land of Kemet, when we sat by the flesh pots, when we did eat bread to the full. For y'all have brought I and I forth into this midbar, into this wilderness, to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Vayomru elehem b'nei Yisrael, mi yitein namutenu v'yadi Yahuwah b'eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'asivoteinu ala sira havasara ve'akalenu lachema lasva'a kia hotzeitem otanu ila hamidbar hazeh lehamita il kol hakahal hazeh ba'ra'av. Then said Jehovah to Moshe, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no, whether they will walk in my Torah, my direction, my instruction, my teaching or no, or not. Vayomeri Yehova el Moshe hinni mamtira lachem lachem min hashemayim veyatza ha'am. We like to devara yoma bea yomo le ma'an e anasenu he yeleka be torati Then said Yahuwah, then said Jehovah to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, behold, hinni, I will cause to rain bread from Hashemayim, from the heavens, for you, for y'all. Hinni, mamtira lachem, lachem, min Hashemayim. And the people, ha'am, shall go out and gather a day's portion every day. V'yatza ha'am, v'lakto devar yom, be'a yomo, that I may prove them. Lima'an e'en nasenu, whether they will walk, will trot in my law, in my Torah, or not. Yelek, yelek betorati imlo, whether they will walk in my Torah or not. Yelek betorati imlo. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. V'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'hekinu et asher yabiu v'haya mishne al asher yilketu yom. And it shall come to pass on the sixth day, bayom hashishi, with heki nueta ashera yaviu, that they shall prepare that which they bring in. With haya mishne ala ashera yilketu yom, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moshe and Aharon said to all the Bnei Yisrael, to all the children, the sons of Yisrael, to all the Israelites, at evening, then y'all shall know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, hath brought y'all out from the land of Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt. Vayomer Moshe v'Aharon el kol bnei Yisrael arev v'yada'item ki Yehovah hotzia etekem me'eretz Mitzrayim. And in the morning, then y'all shall see the glory of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, for that he heareth your murmurings against Yahuwah, against Jehovah. And what that y'all murmur against us? Uvoker uaritema eta kvodi Yahuwah be shamo eta te lunotekem al Yahuwah we nachnu ma ki talinu alenu. And in the morning uvoker, and in the morning uvoker, and in the boker uvoker uaritem eta kvodi Yahuwah, and in the morning then y'all shall see the glory of he who be, who he be. U areitem et kvodi Yahuwah b'shamo'o, et telunotekem ale Yehovah, for that he has heard. He has heard your murmurings against Jehovah. B'shamo'o et telunotekem ale Yehovah. And what are we? That y'all, that ye all murmur against us, against I and I. V'nachnu ma ki talinu alenu, alenu, alenu. And Moshe said, this shall be, when Yahuwah, when Jehovah shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Yahuwah, for Jehovah, heareth your murmurings, which y'all murmur against him. And what we, and what I and I, and what are we, your murmurings, not against us, not against I, but against Yahuwah, but against Jehovah. Vayomer Moshe, Peteti Yahuwah lakem, ba'arev basara le'ekol, we lachem bavoker lisoboa, bishma'a Yahuwah, eta telunotekem, asher atem, malinima alayo, we nachnu ma lo alenu, telunotekem, ki Ali Yehovah. And Moshe said, Vayomer Moshe, this shall be, when he who be, we be, shall give you all in the evening flesh to eat, betet Yehovah lakem ba'erev basar le'ekol, and in the morning bread. And in the morning, bread to the full. We lechem ba boker lisa boa. For that he who be, we be, heareth your murmurings, which y'all murmur against him. Bishmo'ai Yehovah, eta telunotekem asheratem malina alayu. And what are we? And what are, and what I and I? And what are we? V'nachnu ma. V'nachnu ma. And what I and I? Lo alenu tilunotekem ki ali Yahuwah. Your murmurings are not against us. Are not against I and I. Lo alenu. Tilunotekem, but against Yahuwah, against he who we be, who we be, against Jehovah, ki al Yahuwah, against Jehovah. And Moshe spake to Aharon, to Aaron, say to all the congregation, the aggregation, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, come near, listen to Yahuwah before Jehovah, for he has heard your murmuring. Kervu lifnei Yehovah, ki shama'a eta telunotekem. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake to the whole congregation, the whole aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, of the Israelites, that they looked toward the midbar, the wilderness, and behold, the glory of he who be, who he be, appeared in the cloud. While you're here, k'daber Aharon el kol edat bnei Yisrael, v'yayifnu el ha-midbar With Hime, Kovodi Yahoah, Nira, Bet Anan, 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 Bet
Anan. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat.
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hor. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
This season, this time, a prayer of the afflicted. When he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaints, his siyach. In the Hebrew, we have the word siyach. Siyach is actually a contemplation. A siyach, by implication, Hebraically speaking, is an utterance, a siyach. So here's why it's really important to study. So this psalmist, right, and the superscription does not say particularly Lidawi, Lidavid of David, but it's in the Psalter, and there's a particular liturgical use of congregational and public worship in today's daily psalms. So let's get a basic overview from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Hebrew Psalter of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, Mizmor Kof Beit. Tefila Leoni Kiaya Etof Lifnei Yahuwa Yishpok Siho, his siyach, his contemplation. Now this word siyach is interesting as it appears elsewhere and in the KJV or in the translations. It's sometimes translated as a meditation. So now if we would read this again from low degrees to high degrees, the KJV, right? Grab your pen, your paper, the sacred scripture, the B-I-B-L-E. Bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind. Shema'a, give ear and hear. A prayer of the afflicted, the Oni. A prayer, tefillah of the Oni when he is overwhelmed. One's overwhelmed and then pours out his siyach. Siho, his meditation, his iditation, lifnei Yehova, before he who be, who he be, his utterance. In some places in the KJV, this word siyach is also translated or interpreted as a babbling or a communication, an utterance, a complaint, a plaint, a meditation. Also, in the context of a prayer, talk. Right? A reasonment. Come, make I and I reason. So this is a very key word, the word siyach. Hebraically speaking, the word siyach, as it connects with siyach, to ponder as a verb, siyacha, siyach, to ponder, by implications to converse with oneself, to be one, be still, and gnosis, to converse with oneself. In the oneness, in the innermost of the innocence, hence also bringing it forward to bring it out aloud, right? On the transitive sense of the word, to utter, to commune, to complain, to declare, to meditate, to iditate, to muse upon something, to pray, to speak, to talk, or to talk with. So this word, there's a few contexts of this particular word. So according to the context right here, KJV, in the KJV we have a kind of very simple, very directly, in the sense of his complaint. And this truly does bring out the Hebraicism in that sense. But let's note that this word also means a meditation, a iditation, a reasoning. You know, when you I'll go through things and times and you find yourself, somebody might say, are you talking to yourself? Are you talking to the true good, the true God, B'Shem Yeshua? All right, so one's from the outside, how it's viewed from the outside, it's almost as in the case of Hannah. We have Hannah, right? Hannah, the mother of Samuel, of Samuel, right? Of Shemuel, of Samuel. We have her speaking and her lips moved, and what was the priest at Shiloh? Shiloh Eli, he said, oh, she must be drunk. She must have been drinking. And she said, no, nay. But it was because she was pouring out. She was pouring out as here a prayer of the afflicted. When he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint, Lifnei Yehovah, before Hawah, before he who be, who he be. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to the eye. Hide not thy face from I in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear to I in the day when I call. Answer I speedily, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burnt as a hearth. 1, 2, 3, ABC, the first three verses from the KJV, the King James Version. We're going to look at these three verses right here because in the Scofield Study Bible, we have a point of reference connected with the first verse, my prayer. Temelketu, pay attention. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Abetu, his father, our Father, Father of the house, Yahuwah, O He who be, who we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, and let make my cry, even my shout, my cry come to Thee, my prayer. Now, the reference of verses 25 and 27 in today's daily psalm is to HaMoshiach, is to the Messiah, is to Christos, is to Christ. We have the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 11, verse 12. Verses 11 and 12, take note. Assures us, and I, indivisible dually in the individual, right? I and I as one, assures us that in the preceding verses of Psalm C.I.I., the Kof Beit Psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, the 102nd Psalm, Psalm C.I.I., we have prophetically that what does the prophet I see, the prophecy, the exercises, these are the exercises of his holy of the Isle of the set apart soul. These are exercises. See, Tehillim, we say the Psalms Tehillim, the Mizmor Dawit is something that we do. Tehillim, praises, Isis. To give praises, Isis, word, sound, power, with understanding, the inner standing. So it comes to that overstanding, that overcoming. So here we have the exercise, right? The exercises of Moshiach, Messiah's holy, his eye, the soul, and the exercises of I, right? I souls. Right, because we are of and in and through Moshiach to Abba Father, Meshem Yeshua, in the day of his humiliation and rejection. Now, the next in order, we have a messianic psalm here. Let's take note. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 102, which is themed the prayer of an afflicted man for mercy on himself and on Zion. And on Zion. It's also themed in exiles in the Falashim, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, we the Beit Israel over here in the diaspora, in exile, in the Galut, in the Sedet, right, the Falashimora. See, we are in the exile here. So this psalm applies to I and I right here. Even right here in the beginning of the 400th year. Right? Take note. The reference to the condition of Zion. What and where is Zion? The reference in today's daily psalm, the 102nd psalm, is to the condition of Zion. They point to the period of the captivity as the time, the Iowa. So we see the signs of the time. So the condition of Zion in today's daily psalm, it points us to the captivity, even the Babylonian captivity as the time or the Iowa, the event horizon when the Mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation, the Isis was composed. Now, although Rashi identifies the speaker with Yisrael, so some of the sages and the scholars say, well, who is the speaker in today's daily psalm? The speaker must be Yisrael. And we say, yes, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the Yashar El, the upright, the true good, the true God. He is an individual captive. So it speaks of I exercises, of I Isla souls, even coming out of this, coming out of her, coming out of Babylon, an individual captive who details his wretched plight. And the Wheelers, even Brahma Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, when they talk about singing, he says, I'm not a singer so much, I'm a Wheeler. We are Wheeler, sufferer, the sufferer's plight, the wretched, right, and that wretched plight of the once lost, now found. Even here at this beginning, the beginning of the 400th year. But he pours out his soul as a member of the Israelite and the Israelitish community, that common unity. In my father's house, there are many mansions. And even we, the children of the Ethiopians, Jah word, we take Jah at his word, alike unto the children of Yisrael. We of that Beta Israel at home and abroad.
to the four regions, to the four corners, four square, a member of the Israelite community, and speaks for his people, for Amo, Amo Yisrael, as well as himself. So this is a perfect I and I, the I, speaking for I, as well as for I and I. So one gleam of hope, there's a gleam of hope that pierces the enveloping darkness. All right, so this also is with the last three plagues that we have in this time, in this event horizon, right, based on the signs of the time, the enveloping darkness. What was the darkness? Darkness was the ninth plague. The ninth plague, that darkness. But there was light to Yisrael. Speaking of the first Pesach, the Passover, that which led up to that first Passover, coming out, even as I and I are coming out of this spiritual Sodom and Egypt, come out of her, my people. So it's that gleam, it's that ray of hope, of light, of illumination that pierces the enveloping darkness and disillumination and the ignorance, even that triple darkness. And that is Jah's eternity for Ivan and Ivaness, which kindles the true Hymenot, or the Emuna, the Yea and the Amen, in Sion's restoration, in Zion's restoration, even in the African Zion's restoration. Yes, I, Rastafari. He and I will not discard. I can't give up on I and I people. Jah is not discarding Amo forever. He has not discarded them forever, cast them away forever. The day, and oh, what a day, what a day, what a day will come for the fulfillment. And we're in the time of that filling up, right? That filling up, that fulfilling of what the prophet I see, seen, sight. So the day will come, one day, the day will come, working and laboring for that day, for the fulfillment of the promise that Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, even the new Jerusalem, shall be the center to which all nations, the Ahizab, all the peoples, ethnicities, national groups, the Goyim, all nations will rally to Jah's service, to he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Vait, Kof Beit, Psalm 102, Tefillah Le'oni, Kia Ya'itof, Weh Lifnei Yehovah, Yishpoka Sicho, a prayer of the afflicted when he fainted and poured out, when he was overwhelmed and fainted, and poured out his complaint, with lifnei Yehovah, yishpok, shafak, to pour out, yishpok, siho, pouring out his complaint before he who be, who he be, Yehovah, Shima'a tefilati, Weshawati leka taboa. Oh, he who be, who he be, Yehovah, Shima'a, hear tefilati, I pray, hear I pray, Yehovah, Shima'a tefilati, Weshawati. Some might enunciate Vishavati, Vishavati, Leka Tavoa. And let my cry, let my shout, my cry, Shawati, 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 my cry, my shout, Leka Tavoa. Let my cry come before the I, even the Most High. The Gimel verse here, the third verse, Al tasatira paneka mimeni wi yom sarli hatea elaya azaneka bi yom ekra mahera eneni Hide not thy face from I in the day of my distress. Allah tastira panika mimeni. Incline thine ear to I in the day when I call. Answer I speedily. Allah tastira panika mimeni biyoma sarli. Hateya ele. Eli, hate Eli, azneka, de yom ekra mahira eneni. Now, the superscription, as we've pointed to, a prayer of the afflicted, tefillah le'oni, 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 le'oni of the afflicted, tefillah, prayer le'oni, ki ya'itof, when he was overwhelmed, when he fainted. There'll be days and seasons and times like these, Chavarim, when one is overwhelmed. Ataf, from the word ataf, to shroud, ataf, to clothe, in that sense, to be shrouded over. See, it's from the idea of darkness or disillumination, like you can't see the light. Misty morning, can't see no sun, right? So we have right here in the superscription, tefillah, Le'oni kiya itof. When he is overwhelmed, when he faints, when he is shrouded over, and enveloping, the idea is misty morning, can't see no sun, languishing, fainting, feeling feeble, being overwhelmed, swooning. And in that condition, the prayer of the afflicted, of the oni, we're lifnei Yehovah. Yishpoka siho, and he pours out, and before he who be who he be with, and lifnei Yehovah, before he who be who he be Yahweh, before Jehovah, yishpok, pouring out siho, his complaint, his agitation, his reasoning, and this is it. The superscription has an allusion in the sense to the Psalms, the Mizmors. It has a liturgical use. There's a liturgical use here, even in that aggregation of worship, both praying not just for the I, but for I and I and I, as he prays, afflicted for himself and for Zion, even as I and I pray for I and I selves and Zion, even the African Zion. So here we have the liturgical, the Kaddish or Kedasic connection of today's daily song. It is appropriate for a recital by any Oni or Oni, a sufferer, afflicted, a wailer, right, whose overcharged heart, heartically speaking, thoughts and feelings, emotions, they seek relief, needing that relief in tefillah, in prayer. So we have these two verses right here. Right, these introductory two verses, or these three verses, actually we actually took it to the Hebrew third verse. But in the KJV, in the King James Version, the third verse, there's one more verse, and this begins actually another section. Right, so as we study in the Psalm, we first of all have an exile, one who is in exile, as I and I, once lost, now found, even in this event horizon. Right, that plaint, that complaint. Right? But within this, we have a certain structure, right? Because the opening appeal, it is couched in what one might call a stereotyped language, and learn to read the sign language, right? So the use of language, so the structure, this instruction here, right? So as we go through the daily psalm and reason, we begin to grow in grace and in that knowledge and gain the chokmah, the wise mind. We see within the psalm, even the opening appeal, that opening plaint, complaint, right, word sound is couched in a certain kind of structural language, a stereotype language that vibrates, right, the vibes, right, is a higher vibration even in this exile's complaint. Right? Even in one who is afflicted, based on this liturgical order right here in the Mizmor Kof Beit Psalm 102, as well
as it being a messianic song. We have that within the receipts to be found in the Scofield Study Bible, the Scofield Study Notes for the 102nd Psalm. Yet, the vibration, the higher vibration, has an earnestness and an urgency. There's a particular earnestness and an urgency. In other words, to the afflicted, in the Hebraic sense, recognizing that now is confronting this with a earnestness, straightforward, upright in heart, but there's an urgency. There's an urgency. So we sought to pick up a couple of some of the keys, the first principles even of prayer, right? According to the eirytical algorithm. There's an eirytical algorithm right here, right? Even in these first two verses. So we have the superscription, which gives us the context, right? Superscription, very, very important. The connection with the liturgical use right there, being appropriate for recital, word, sound, power, right? By any omni, sufferer, wailer, whose overcharged heart seeks relief in prayer. But first, we would advise one to study. Because, see, the psalmist laments his downpressed state, the downpressed condition. It is a lamentation, but longing for a day when Adonai, Jehovah, will restore Jerusalem, even the new Adesiti to Jerusalem, and vindicate his suffering people, his wailing and suffering people, and I and I, the sufferer, the wailer, even giving thanks and praise in this exile's plying. May I and I cry, Joe, for help come to the eye, Rastafari. So we have a couple of key words right here. First, the opening invocation, oh Lord, and the connection of hearing what? My prayer, the word, sound, power, Yahweh, Shema'ah, 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 Tifilati, Tifilati. We also have this in Psalm 39, round about verse 13, 12, 13. Psalm 39, verse 12, 13, depends on if you're reading the KJV or if you are reading the Masoretic Hebrew. But we have this connection right here. Let my cry, my shout, let my cry come before the eye. The word for cry is a shawa, 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 shawa. We have Wishawati, shawati, wishawati, wishawati, wishawati. Some might enunciate as vishavati, shavati, shavati. Others would enunciate like that. But according to an Afro-Shemitic enunciation, wishawati, wishawati, leka, tavoa, leka, to the eye, tavo, tavo, may it come, tavo, 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 vishavati, leka. Tavo in modern Hebrew, or Wishawati leka tavo. May it come to the eye, eleka, eleka. So there are key word sounds, right? Key word sounds. Let I and I cry. And the cry here is not a boo-hoo-hoo cry in that sense. It's the shawa, the shawa. It's the halu, the hallooing. Right, it's often interpreted as crying, right? But what we have in the root of this is the shawa, shawa, the shawa, shawa, shawa is a shout, like we say jaw, but this is to be free, shawa, shawa, to be free, right? That freedom from some trouble. So the halu is often interpreted as a halu is a type of cry. But what kind of cry? Because you just hear it. While studying, you might think it's a boo-hoo-hoo cry. Already it's a prayer of an afflicted. So one might think, oh, that one is crying like boo. No, it's a jaw, right? That shawa for freedom, that shawa, right, for freeness from trouble, that call for help, right? So there is a, even in this affliction, right, there is a courageousness, right, of coming to he who be who he be in the innermost of the innocence and bringing it out, word, sound, power. Hide not from I. Hide not. Hide not. Al tastira. Al tastir, don't hide. Al tastir, don't hide what? Paneka, paneka, faneka, the eyes, face. Don't ignore. Do not ignore I. Don't hide your face, me many, from I. The yom tsarli, in the day of distress or adversity, tsarli, for me. The yom tsarli. So we also have, we have Psalms. Let me just point out some of the Psalms that, in these first two verses, we can point to Psalm 39 and 13. We can point to Psalm 18, around about verse 6, 7. We can point to Psalm 27, verse 8, 9. We can point to Psalm 59, verse 16, verse 17. Psalm 31, verse 2, verse 3. Psalm 56, verse 9, verse 10. Now, when we give those two, or also Psalm 59, verse 17, 18. Now, we give the two numbers right there because in some psalms, because the superscription, for example, in today's daily psalm, the superscription is counted as the first verse. So that means that, oh, Lord, hear my cry, Hebraically, from a Hebraic point of view, looking at the Sefer Tehillim, the Masoretic Hebrew, that will be verse 2. So this is the reason why the two numbers there. So, you know, these key words right here. So you can see that this right here has a perfect liturgical use. O Lord, he who be, we be, I be to my father's father, hear my prayer. Let my cry, let my shout, right? My shouting, my shawwa. The shawwa is for freeness, the shawwa to be free. The halu is a cry for help, for freeness from some trouble. Hide not from I. Don't hide from I, which is to say, don't ignore I. Bringing out the Hebraicism of hide not thy face, or literally, don't hide. Al-tastir, al-tastir. Hide not, classic KJV, but the more direct of the Hebrew, do not hide, do not hide. Al-tastir paneka, mimeni, biyom sarli. Do not hide your face from me, from I, biyom sarli. Biyom, in the day, biyom, in the day, tsar, of trouble, li, for me. The idiom here, the Hebraicism is, to hide the face can mean and implies to ignore. Do not ignore I, O he who be, who he be. Linking with Psalm 10, 11, you know Psalm 10, verse 11, direct right here, 10, 11, KJV-wise, he says to himself that Elohim overlooks it. He does not pay attention. He never notices. So when you look in the KJV, it will say that Elohim has hidden his face. In Psalm 13 and 1, for the music director, Psalm of David, how long, Jah, will you continue to ignore me? How long will you hide your face? Would you ignore I, your presence, your perception? See, this is when I and I seek to be in that state of mind, in his perception, in his presence. How long will you pay no attention? Would you hide your face? Would you not pay attention to I? The Hebraicism right there, Psalm 51 and 9, hide not, right? Hide not, or in the sense of hide your face. So we have the senses of don't hide your face, don't ignore me. But then in a kind of a flip of that, hide your face. Ignore my uggery. Don't look upon my uggery. Wipe away all my guilt, my guiltiness, rest upon my conscience. Now, there's a stronger idea, right, connected with the hiding of the face or not hiding of the face, right? And the stronger idea than just to ignore is to reject, to feel rejected, right? Here we have Psalm, it's kind of very, very interesting, right? Psalm 29. Right, and 7, Psalm 30 and 7, Psalm 88 and 14, and Psalm 29 and 7, another way of bringing out the translation is that Jah shout, his voice, word, sound, and power, it strikes, it divides the flames of fire. Psalm 30 and 7, oh Yahweh, in your good favor, the eye made I secure. Then you rejected I. Then you hid your face.
Then you hid your face, you rejected I, and I was terrified. You turned your face, your perception. It says, let this mind be in you, the mind that's in HaMoshiach. And should we fall from that mind, the Christ mind, this is as the psalmist says right here, you rejected I, you turned your face from I was terrified. Psalm 88:14, Oja, why do you reject I and pay no attention to I? In other words, why do you hide your face, your presence, your perception? Turn toward me your ear. Turn toward me your ear. So here we have this in the Hebraically be the third verse, but in the KJV this would be the second verse. Incline your ear, thine ear to me. Incline thine ear to I. So we have incline thine ear to me, which is turn toward me your ear. In the Hebrew, Hate elai azneka. Hate elai, hate elai, hate elai azneka. Hate elai azneka. Hate elai azneka. Broaden your ear, huh, to hear and answer I speedily. So here we have the first two verses. The first two verses is part of the introductory, and it's a very good meditation right here, groundation, the introductory invocation, introductory call. In verses 3, from the KJV point of view, verses 3 to verse 11, the situation, the state of mind. See, when you're in the presence, when you're in that mind, you're in the presence. When you're not in that mind, is one feels as though he has turned his face, but let this mind be in you. But here we have the expression of the desperate state and the situation, verses 3 to 11. In verses 12 to 22, Zion will be restored, speaking on the restoration of Zion. Interestingly enough, we have verses 23 to 24 where the psalmist and I in the order of the song would renew, the complaint is again renewed. So it begins off with the introductory. Then the desperate state is brought forward in verses 3 to 11. Then in verses 12 to 22, speaking on the restoration of Zion, the restoration of Zion. But then verses 23 to 24, a renewal of the complaint. And when we come to verses 25 to 28, this is brought forward, Elohim's eternal unchangingness, Elohai, highly eyes, eternalness and his unchangingness, which becomes that rock for the heart and the mind. So we have just for the third verse, Aleph Beit Gimel, as we have done, and let us do right here. Let's take this third verse, KJV-wise, in the Sefer Tehillim. This will be the Dalet, the fourth verse. It reads, Kia kalu bi ashana yamai wi atamotai ke moked neharu. Ke moked neharu. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burnt as a hearth. What does this mean, Chavarim? Here is the beginning of the section, right? From this verse to verse 11 in the KJV, the desperate state, the desperate situation and circumstances. But it's curious how this begins off right here. For my days come to an end in smoke.
Ki yachalu, ki kalu. For they are consumed be'ashan in smoke, be'ashan yamai, my days. Literally, ki yachalu, for they are consumed be'ashan in smoke, yamai, my days. For my days, they come to an end in smoke. It's kind of interesting in the double, you know, or the duality of the words, of two truths, right? Days come to an end in smoke, ashan. There's an offering, the evening offering at the end of the day, right? The evening offering at the end of the day, that smoke, right? That smoke, in other words, at the end of the day for the ashans and the evening offering. Take note, right? But in the context of today's daily song being a client, a complaint, pouring out the siyach, that agitation, that meditation, what does it mean here? Be'ashan. Some translate like smoke. Right, let's just look at this again. This is be'ashan or v'ashan. Some might read as v'ashan. Ki chalu v'ashan yamai. Ki yakalu be'ashan yamai. Be'ashan. Often it's interpreted as like, but literally in smoke. In smoke. For my days come to an end in smoke. Yes, sir. A little agitation. Siyach. Right here. Excuse I and I, why and I, light I and I slip. Just to meditate on this for my days. See the contextual of it? My days, even at the end of the day, is the offering, the evening offering, right? That evening offering, the Aishan's offering, that Mincha, the Mincha offering. Is this what is implied? Or is this what is implied plus being that prayer of an afflicted in smoke? The Hebrew in smoke, bi'ashan. Bi'ashan gives the true meaning. To be consumed like smoke is a simile, is like a word sound, a verbal mythos, you know, like metaphor, a verbal myth, a word sound, a figure of speech for extinction. So when read, this is one of the areas where we talk about translation. And as HaMoshiach says, to take heed to how we hear, I say to thee, fellow Chaburim, take heed to how ye read, right? And also to study. But the true meaning is in smoke. On one sense, the psalmist may liken himself to a sick man inflamed by some fever. It's a fever. Right, a fever. He says, all my bones, he said, my bones, right, and my bones, right, we're atzmotai. So first speaking of yamai, my days, now we're and atzmotai, and my atzim, my bones, atzmotai, the bodily frame. We have this also in the sixth psalm, round about verse 2, verse 3, the hearth. The hearth is a place of burning or a place of a mass, you know, like a mass of burning material. And my bones are burnt as a hearth. We'atzmotai kemoked niharu. The noun, moked. We have fireplace, a hearth. A hearth is a fireplace, moked. And interestingly enough, this word, it occurs only here. This word, moked, occurring here. In Isaiah the prophet, chapter 33, Isaiah 33 and 14, he speaks of sinners are afraid. Uckers are afraid in Zion. Panic, it grips the godless, the jawless. They say, who amongst us can coexist with destructive fire? Who among us can coexist with unquenchable fire? Where it refers to the fire itself. And also we have
another possible connection in Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2. When a person acts up and commits a trespass against Jah by deceiving his fellow citizen in regard to something that's held in trust or a pledge or something stolen or by extorting something from his fellow citizen. Now, it's interesting, this area that we have within the law, within HaTorah, KJV reads it as, if a soul sin, aksa, if a soul sins, chata, to miss, to forfeit, to lack, expiate, right, to go astray, and commits a trespass, a ma'al, a treachery against he who be who he be, and lie, and kahash, to be untrue in word, to lie, to feign, to disown, or in a deed, in word or deed, kahash, to lie, in word or deed, disappoint, to fail, to cringe, right, to lie to his neighbor, speaking of I and I, the Amit, the companionship, the comrade, the kindred man, your fellow, your neighbor, in that which was delivered, pikadon, deposited, that which was delivered to keep into your trust, delivered him to keep, or in the fellowship, in the teshumet, a deposit, right, by yad, by hand, or in a thing taken away by violence, by gazel, robbery, plunder, a thing taken away by violence or force, gazel, or have deceived ashak, the ashak, has deceived in the sense of pressed upon, you downpressed, you defrauded, you violated, overflowed, got in something deceitfully, or have found that which was lost, and lieth kahash, was untrue in word or in deed concerning it, and sweareth a shabba, took a full seven falsely in any of all these that a man doeth, sinning, ucking up therein, chata, missing the mark therein, bringing out this word right here, then it shall be because he has ucked up and is guilty, the asham, to be punished or perish, he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he has gotten, deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered to him, or the lost thing which he found, or that all that about which he hath sworn falsely, he shall even restore it in the principle and add the fifth part more thereto, and give it to him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his ashamah, the trespass offering, the guiltiness, the fault offering, which is the presentation of the chata'ah, the presentation of the sin or the akri offering. So we see right here is even another connection, right? Another connection with that idea, right, of what's being said right here. Now, the Isaiah verse, I know we've gone into a fuller fullness right here in this season, just following the inspiration. We'll conclude right here and just ride up with a fuller full and hopefully the Royal Amharic as well. Isaiah 33 and 14, in connection with today's daily psalm, especially with this particular verse, for my days are consumed in smoke, and my bones are burnt as a hearth, as a moked, as a fireplace. Psalm 33 and 14, since today's daily psalm, messianic psalm, Psalm 102, is also focused on Zion, on Zion. It's an I and I psalm. It says, the sinners, the uckers in Zion are afraid, and fearfulness hath surprised the hypocrites. Who among us, this is what they say, who among us, I and I, shall dwell with the devouring fire? And who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? Pachadu. B'Sion. Pachadu. Pachadu. B'Sion. Chataim. Ha-Cheza. 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 Re-Ada. Ha-Nefima. Mi. They say, me, who? Yagura lanu eish, okalea, oka, okela, okela, slinka, okela. Here's what they say me, who? Mi yagur lanu, who will dwell for us, Aisha, okela, with the eating up fire. Mi yagur lanu, who will dwell with us, for us, mokadei, the word mokadei, mokadei, olam, mokadei, olam, with the continual mokadei. So here we have this sense of the hearth, the fire. Indeed,
so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
Jabka Production. What it is? Rise the all nation. Jabka man. Alongside nature man. Beat and one. Chant about chant and call. Hey, sister man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire Babylon.
Sure man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan. Look at the great tribulation. Look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Catch the song. Oh, when they look at me, see pagan. Look at the great tribulation. Look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One. Tell the song, tell the Lord. I'm a light and I'm a salvation. In the God, me trust. Me not fear no man. And just as right as I did that, that fear I stand. And all the wrong, I think in sun. Yeah, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Chapter man alongside Ninja man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Kaya don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad style agents to pull up selector. Winning come again, that's a lyrical culture. We know like mad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them a must understand.
Chapter man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hotter.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Listen to Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Balls fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon now with them one heart of God. Balls fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away me tell me I go balls. Fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon now with them one heart of God. Balls fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away me just understand. Burn Babylon now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon now with them contention. Burn Babylon now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire Babylon.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Who feeds it? What did they tell them
all? We keep the fire blazing.
Rise and Peter, rise and
fall. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with everything. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it come here teaching nation, teach you right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart and blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi. Where them a see Babylon man take the earth from to me.
Yeah,
the sound a come from east and west, and with the summer come from north and south.
Right. I'm gonna say give thanks for life. You wanna love black people. I'm gonna say you're the provider for that, the Almighty. Rastafari, for the meaning of the art of our flesh. Kalonji, boom, get to place the fire, rise his eye. Open your eyes, you better be wise. You will know how, get to place the fire, rise his eye. Yo, bring it to you, let me just smash for you. Oh, can I lift that brave man ball? Life is run more than gold. What does it take to come in the world and lose your soul? Kalonji, tell them no brave man ball. Life is run more than gold.
Of this world. Remember now,
lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language, you see?
You see the English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality,
join your mentality,
join your mentality.
Sirach, Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version.
מזמור קב תפילה לעני כי יעטוף ולפני אדוני ישפוך שיחו אדוני שמעה תפילתי ושבעתי אליך תבוא אל תסתר פניך ממני ביום צר לי הטה אליי אוזניך ביום אקרא מהר ענני כי חלו ועשם ימי ועצמותיי כמוקד ניחרו. וכך העשב ויבש ליבי, כי שכחתי מאכול לחמי. מכל אמחתי דבקה עצמי לבשרי, דמיתי לקעת מדבר, הייתי כחוס חורבות. שקדתי ואהיה כציפור בודד על גג. כל היום חרפוני אויביי, מהוללי בי נשבעו, כי אפר כאן לחם אכלתי, ושיקובי בבכי מתחתי. מפני זעמך וכסתך, כי נסתני ותשליחני, ימי כצל נטוי, ואני כעשב כיבש. ואתה, אדוני, לעולם תשב, וזכרך לדור ודור. אתה תקום תרחם ציון, כי עת לחננה כי בא מועד. כי רצו עבדיך את אבניה, ואת עפרה יחוננו. ויראו גויים את שם אדוני, וכל מלכי הארץ את כבודיך. כי בנה אדוני ציון, נראה בכבודו. פנה אל תפילת הערער, ולא בזה את תפילתם. תכתב זאת לדור אחרון, ועם נברא יהלל יח. כי השקיף ממרום קודשו, אדוני משמיים אל ארץ הביט, לשמוע אנקת אסיר, לפתח בני תמותה, לספר בציון שם אדוני, ותהילתו בירושלים. והיכב וצעמים יחדיו, וממלכות לעבוד את אדוני. עינה בדרך כוחי, תצר ימי. אומר אלי, אל תעלני בחצי ימי, בדור דורים שנותיך. לפנים הארץ יסדת, ומעשה ידיך שמיים. המה יובדו ואתה תעמוד, וכולם כבגד נבלו, כלבוש תחליפם ויחלוקו, ואתה הוא, ושנותיך לא יתמו, ולעבדיך ישכונו, וזרעם לפניך יתכון.
We'll be right back.
giant, I gotta watch your step.
Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit. Mizmor Kof Beit. Mizmor Kof Beit. Psalm 102. Psalm C-I-I. Here, a midrash on Psalm 102. Mizmor Kof Beit. A prayer of the afflicted, when he fainteth and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Here. First verse, Aleph first. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof lifnei Yahweh yishpoch sicho. A prayer of the afflicted. Tefillah le'ani, when he fainteth, ki ya'itof, and pours out his complaint before Jehovah. V'lifnei Yahweh yishpoch sicho. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal of Solomon, the Proverbs, Proverbs 15, verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Delight.
Zevach Risha'im To'evati Yahweh. Ua tefilata isharim ritzon.
The sacrifice of the wicked, of the ratchet ones,
zebach risha'im, is an abomination to Jehovah. To'evat yahu.
But the prayer of the upright,
ua tefilata isharim,
is his delight.
Ritzon. Zebach rishayim to'evat Yahweh u'tefilat isharim ritzono.
Of the wicked, of the ratchet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, seeks neither sacrifice nor burnt offering. What does Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, seek?
The prayer of the upright,
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 tefillat yisharim. Thus, like this, also Scripture says, even in Psalm 51, verse 18, for thou delightest not in sacrifice, that I should give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering.
Ki lo tachpotza zevach ve'etten. Olaha lo tirzeh,
for thou, for the eye, delightest not in sacrifice.
Ki lo tachipotza zevach,
else would I give it.
Wi etena,
thou hast no pleasure in burnt offering.
Olaha lo tirzeh.
In a different exposition of a prayer of the afflicted, when he fainteth,
tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof.
Rav Phineas, Pinachas Phineas, said in the name of Rav Reuben, I cannot understand David's intent. There are times when he calls himself David, as in a prayer of David in Psalms 17 and 1 and Psalm 86 and 1.
Tefillah le David.
But there are also times when he calls himself the afflicted.
Le oni, oni.
As in a prayer of the afflicted.
Tefillah le oni.
The explanation must be that when David saw the upright man who would issue from him, men such as Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, and Isaiah, he calls himself David. He calls himself David. But when he saw the wicked men, the Rishaim, the ratchet men who would descend from him, men such as Ahaz, Manasseh, and Amon, he calls himself Ani, Ani, the afflicted, as in a prayer of the afflicted, Tefillah le'Ani. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani said, in the name of Rav Yonatan, Jonathan, David composed the psalm, the Mizmor, a prayer of the afflicted, Tefillah le'Ani, with reference to Manasseh, whose affliction was his poverty in good deeds. And here, Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102. The 18th verse in the psalm, in this Mizmor, it reads, he will regard the prayer of the destitute. Pana ela tefilata ha'arar. When he hath regarded the prayer of the destitute. Pana ela tefilata ha'arar. But Rav Alexandri, Alexandri taught that David spoke these words with reference to prayer, having in mind the man who is poor because of the fact that he keeps delaying his prayer. To this sort of man, Scripture alludes in the verse, even the verse from Bereshith, the verse from Genesis, Genesis chapter 30, verse 42, that reads, on account of the delaying, they were Labans, they were Labans. On account of the delaying, they were Labans, they were Labans. V'haya ha'itufima le'lavan, or so the feebler were Labans, were Labans. V'haya ha'itufima le'lavan, or translated as, so the feebler were Labans. That is to say, the prayer of a man who is poor, because he delays. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof. Hear today's daily psalm, first verse. And here to the Midrash note, Rav Alexandri, he arrives at this reading of a prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof. By taking ani, 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 afflicted, in its other meaning of poor, taking the Hebrew word ani, ani, or oni, in its other reading of poor, and ya itof, faint, ki ya itof, when he fainteth, ya itof, faint, in its other meaning of delay. Therefore, here, opening verse of Mizmor Kof Beit, Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof, the prayer of a man who is poor because he delays, refers to Ya'ikov, Jacob's delay in prayer. As a result of that, Laban got those of the flocks that might have been Ya'ikov's, that might have been Jacob's. The delaying in the verse from Bereshith, from Genesis, thus means delaying in prayer, as also in the verse of the psalm, the prayer of a man who is poor because he delays. Tefillah le'ani ki ya'itof. In a different exposition, the verse, even here, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102, the first verse, is read, a prayer of the afflicted,
when he fainteth. Prayer of the afflicted. Tefillah le'ani. When he fainteth. Ki ya'itof. Rav Meir and Rav Jose, they differed. One said, at what point in his prayers may a man pray for his own needs? At what point in his prayers may a man pray for his own needs? A man may pray for his own needs at the beginning of his prayers and then goes on to recite the tefillah. Midrash notes, that is, the tefillah, that is the 18 benedictions, also called the Shemona Esrei, or the Amidah, the standing prayer, or the 18 benedictions called the Shemona Esrei, or the Amidah. Shemona Esrei, or the Amidah, the standing prayer. Since it is said, a prayer for the afflicted, tefillah le'ani, a prayer for the afflicted, tefillah le'ani. Is it not meant that a man may pray first for himself, ki ya'itof, when he fainteth, and afterward he poureth out his meditation before the Lord, with lifnei Yehovah, Yishpok Siho, he pours out his meditation, Yishpok Siho, before Jehovah, Lifnei Yehovah. The other said, a man should recite the Tefillah at the beginning of his prayers, and after that he may pray for his own needs. For in another Mizmor, another psalm, another chant, another Isis, it is said, first, I pour out my meditation before him, even in Psalm 142, verse 3. I pour out my meditation before him. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi. Eshpoch lefanayo sichi. I pour out my meditation, elsewhere translated as, I pour out my complaint. Pour out my complaint before him. Eshpok lefanayo sichi. Midrash note here, that is to say, the statutory prayer, or the tefillah, the statutory prayer, the meditation, my meditation, sichi, statutory prayer, or the tefillah. And then follow the words, I declare before him my trouble. And here, Mizmor Kof Mem Beit, Kof Mem Beit, Psalm 142. Here, Hebraically, the Gimel verse, the second part that reads, Sarati Lifanayo Agid, I declare Agid, before him Lifanayo my trouble, sarati. So the verse, eshapok lifanayo asichi, sarati lifanayo agid. I pour out my complaint, my meditation before him. I declare before him my trouble. Eshapok lifanayo asichi, sarati lifanayo agid. The term meditation, siyach. Siyach. The term meditation, iditation, sometimes interpreted as complaint, clearly refers to tefillah, for it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis 24, verse 63, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide, and Yitzhak went out to meditate in the field at eventide. Vayetzeya Yitzchaka la suach basade lifnot arev, and Isaac went out to meditate. Vayetzeya Yitzchaka la suach in the field basade, at the eventide. Lifnota Arev. Vayitzeya Yitzhaka Lasuach Basade Lifnota Arev. Rav Ze'iri said in the name of Rav Huna, all admit that a man should pray for his own needs only in the benediction that ends with the words, Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who hearkenest to prayer. And here a Midrash note on Isaac going into the field to meditate at the evening tide. In rabbinic writings, this is taken to refer to the afternoon tefillah. And according to the authorized prayer book, the Siddur and the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, we have the 16th portion, the Kabbalat, the Kabbalat Tefillah, the acceptance of prayer that reads, hear our voice, Hashem, our Elohim, Eloheinu, pity and be compassionate to us and accept with compassion and favor our prayer for El, true good, true God, who hears prayers and supplications are you, be the I. From before yourself, thyself, our King, Malkeinu, turn I and I, not away empty-handed, for the I, hear the prayer of your people, Yisrael, with compassion. Bless art the I, Baruch Atah Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Shomeah Tefillah, who hears prayer. Shomeah tefillah, he who be who he be, who hears tefillah, who hears prayer. This is the benediction that ends with the word, Baruch Atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be who he be. Shomeah tefillah, who hearkenest to tefillah, who hearest hearkenness to prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Hear the second verse, the Beit verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, Yahuwah Shima'ah Tefillati. O Jehovah, hear my prayer, Yahuwah Shima'ah Tefillati. Put not my petition away in a box, but make it go up, make it aliyah, make it go up, rise up, and bear fruit. So, here, Midrash note. So, David Kimchi, in his comment on this verse, the ET, the edited text that reads, in it seems to make no sense. Put not my petition away in it. I'm indebted to Professor Saul Lieberman for bringing Kimchi's comment to my attention. Here in the Midrash on Psalms, Midrash on Mizmor Kof Beit, Perek Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Put not my petition away in a box, but make it go up, make it aliyah up, and bear fruit. And in the words, even in today's daily psalm, and let my cry come to thee, I hide not thy face from me. In the day of my distress, incline thine ear to me. Hear, Psalm 102, verses 2 to 3. Yahuwah Shima'ah Tefillati V'shaw'ati Elecha Tavo Allah Tasatir Paneka Mimeni ביום צער לי, הטי אליה, אז נקה, ביום אקרא, מהיר עיני. O Jehovah, hear my prayer, and may my cry come to the eye. With shawati, let my cry, my shout, with shawati, אליך תבוא. Hide not thy face from me, from I, in the day of my distress. Alla tasatir panika mimeni yom sarli. Incline thine ear to I, incline thine ear to me. Hate helai azneka. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. Yom ekra mahir neni. According to Rav Yochanan, this means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God's hearkening, hearing, shomea, tefillah, hearing to prayer, was a gift made to the entire tribe of Yehuda, the entire tribe of Judah. For Moses blessed Judah, Moses blessed Yehuda with, according to the words from Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:7, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice, the vocal, the voice of Yehuda. Vizota li Yehuda, vayomar shema yahweh kola Yehuda. And this for Judah, with zot li Yehuda. And he said, vayomar, hear, O Jehovah, the voice of Judah. Shema, Yahweh, call Yehuda. Shema, Yahweh, call Yehuda. But according to Rav Hanina, this gift was made only to the Beit David, to the Beit David, to the house of David. Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon Tor, a man says, incline thine ear to me. A man says, Hate elai azneka, incline thine ear to me, incline thine ear to I. Only when other men are making accusations against him. Rav Levi said, when Moshe had to leave the earth, he gave this farewell to Judah. He gave this farewell to Yehuda, saying here in the words of Devarim, Deuteronomy 33:7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Jehovah, the voice of Judah. Wazot li Yehuda, vayomar shema'ah yahu. All Yehuda. And here, Midrash note for both of these references to Moshe's Baraka, especially of the tribe of Judah, we have Midrash notes on Psalm 5, in the Midrash on Psalm, it's the sixth section, and Psalm 86, the first section. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burnt as a hearth. Hear, today's daily psalm. Hear the fourth verse. For my days are consumed like smoke. Ki kalua v'ashana yamai. And my bones, v'atzmotai, are burnt as an hearth. Ke mokeda niharu. Ki kalu de ashana yamaya we atmotaya ka mokeda niharu. That is, my bones, atmotai, are like a spark thrown out by the fire. In the Midrash note here, it says, or perhaps reading mitzutza dikiad, like a cricket on the hearth. He regards the prayer of the destitute man and will not despise their prayer. Hear, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm 102, here at the 18th verse, where it reads, Panna illa tefilata ha'ar'ar lo vaza eta tefilata. When he hath regarded the prayer of the destitute, pana illa tefilata ha ar, and hath not despise their prayer. With lo baza eta tefilatam. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said the name of Rav Jonah. Should not scripture have said, he will regard the prayer of a destitute man and not despise his prayer? Or he will regard the prayer of a destitute man and not despise their prayer. However, the words, he will regard the prayer of the destitute man. This refers to Manasseh, who was destitute in his lack of good deeds. And the words, and not despise their prayer with lo baza eta tefilatam. Not despise their prayer refer to Dawid, to David, and to Hezekiah. For it is said even in 2 Kings 19:15, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. Vayitapalel Hezekiah lifnei Yehovah, and Hezekiah prayed before Jehovah. Vayitapalel Hezekiah lifnei Yehovah. Rav Acha observed the name of Rav Alexandrius Iskindri. Happy is the man who has a noble family tree to cling to. Happy is the man who has a noble family tree to cling to. And here the Midrash note, Chizkiyahu, Hezekiah, was descended from Dawid, from David. Literally, quote, who has a peg. Literally, who has a peg to hang from. Happy is the man who has a peg to hang from, or a noble family tree to cling to. In a different interpretation of, he will regard the prayer of the destitute. Pana el tefilata ha-ar-ar. Pana el tefilata ha-ar-ar. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, Dawid had in mind the generations in exile that will have neither prophet nor priest nor teacher of righteousness nor holy temple to atone for them, that will have left to them but one prayer, one tefillah, that they will say on New Year's Day, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom HaTeruah, and on the Day of Atonements, on Yom HaKippurim. Do not despise the one prayer. Do not despise the one tefillah that they say, as is said even here, and not despise their prayer with lo baza eta tefillatam, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and a people that shall be created to praise the Lord. Tikatev zot ledor acheron v'ama nivra yihalel yah. This shall be written for the generation to come. Tikatev zot ledor acheron, and a people v'ama that shall be created, nivra, shall praise Jah. Yihalel Yah, tikatev zota ledor acheron v'ama nivra yihalel Yah, and a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. And is another people still to be created? Is another people still to be created v'am nivra yihalel Yah, and a people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah. Is another and other people still to be created? Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon explained, the words refer to the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. The rabbis, the Rebbeinot said, however, these words refer to those generations that are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee, thee on New Year's Day, Rosh Hashanah, and on the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, and thereby score off their deeds, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. And what are they to do then? They are required to take into their hands their citrons and their palm branches, the willows of the brook and the myrtles, and praise thee, and praise the eye. And here, Midrash note from I and I, Rastafari Rabbi, this refers to I and I, the people of Rastafari. Hence it says, and a people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah, Am Nibra, Yihalel Yah, and a people that shall be created, Am Nibra, shall praise Jah, Yihalel Yah, shall praise Jah, Rastafari, Rai. Kedemah, we had a Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Yes, yes, yes. Is that a prophecy right there? Even in the Psalm today, daily Psalm 102, a people that shall be created to do what? To praise. They're created to praise. And in the Hebrew, brings out the bigrammaton, not the Yahuwah or the four. We could say Hebrew letters, but the two, the Yah, as we have even with the Jah, that's pointing to the King's Highway right there. Yes, I. So here, a little bit more on that reasoning. A people created to praise Yah. People created to praise Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. A people created, that renewing, that new name, that precious name, new name.
New name, Jagat, and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is a rebel among men. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews, and Israel king is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I Ethiopia
shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's pick up on this theme here from today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 102, here at verse 18. Is Rastafari that people, a people created to praise Yah, to praise Jah, to praise Yah. Here.
Rastafari, the man. Rastafari, the people. The people created, and in the words of today's daily psalm, Psalm 102. Psalm 102, we have verse 18. Psalm 102 in the KJV is verse 18. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Praises, also known as the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalter, in the Book of Psalms, the Tehillim. Very interesting, the word Tehillim, the Hallel, the Ilil, like in Ethiopia, the Ililta. The Ilil, the Ililta, the Hallel, the praises, the exaltations. So here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, and just noting this for the record right here, because ones may ask, well, where's Rastafari in the Bible? All over the Bible. If you can see, if you got ears to hear and eyes to see, you'll recognize and hopefully receive this revelation, this reality right here. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, in the KJV, the King James Version, it's Psalm 102 at verse 18. And the Peshat, the plain reading is, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise. Now, KJV says the Lord. Now, here in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor, the Perek, Kof Beit, or some might say Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Here in the Hebrew, we have Tikatev Zot, Le Dor Acheron, V'am Nivra, Yehalel Yah. Yehalel, Yehalel, Hallel, Yah, to praise Jah, Jah. Here, the Hebrew Yah, or anglicized in English, you say Jah, as we have in Psalm 68, verse 4. Here in the Hebrew, it says, and a people that shall be created with Am, Nibra, with Am, Nibra, Yehalel, Yah. And a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. People created to praise Jah. Now, here's what's of interest and of note, Hebraically speaking, even for we, the black Jews of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the Hebrew Yah or Jah is the designation of the Hashem of the name Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, Yod-Heh-Wah-Weh-Heh. Some say Yod-Heh-Veh-Heh. The YHWH, the designation frequently used in the Psalter for God, for Ha'el, the El, Ha'el, 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 for the God, the true God, Ha'el, as Yisrael, as Israel's Savior. So when we say Jah, Hebraically speaking, from our roots, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So, Hebraically speaking, Jah or Yah is the designation, the Hashem, the name frequently used in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms, the Psalms of David, for Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selase, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, as Yisrael, El, as Yisrael's Savior. So it's a Savior name. Jah is a Savior name. Yah, Jah, the Savior name. So this verse right here, here, even in Mizmor Kof Beit, the Perek Kof Beit, Psalm chapter 102, KJV, King James Version. Often the King James Version is different in the numbering. In the Hebrew, the numbering includes the superscription. So superscription of this psalm, today's daily psalm, is a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed or when he fainteth and pours out his complaints or his meditation. Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. That verse right there, and for the other psalms that have a superscription, you know, the small type before the first verse in like the King James Version of the Bible, that verse is included as a verse.
Just to note that for the record. So the numbering often may be one number off. But in the King James Version, turn your Bibles, the King James Version, chapter or Psalm 102, verse 18, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come." Tikatev, 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 tikatev. This written, tikatev zot. This written, tikatev zot. Le dor acheron, for the generation to come. Now, it's interesting here. Let's just bring this up right here. Go to my sword, my sword, my sword. Here's the verse right there. So here it's at verse 18 in the KJV. It will be verse 19 in the Sefer Tehillim. Hebraically, the Masoretic will be verse 19. But same verse. This shall be written for the generation to come. Now, here's the word for to come, or that's translated as to come. So we have tikatev zot lidor acheron, acheron. The Strong's Concordance is the H314, the generation following, right? The generation subsequent. I will be, what is it? By the oncoming generation, that oncoming generation. Who is the oncoming generation? Here we have the hinder, the last generation. Even in these last days and times of the world, the flesh, the satanic seclorum, the Anglo-American, the Greco-Roman world empire, some might want to call it white supremacy, but that's a lie, 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 lie. But here in these latter days and times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nation states, we're in the latter days of the nation states. So this word, acheron, acheron, the hinder for the last generation. So this word is a very interesting word, acheron, because you can see right here in the Strong's definition, hinder. Right, generally the late or the last generation. Tikatev zot lidor acheron. This shall be written for the dor, the generation acheron, for the last generation. Even in the last days of this system, this Gentile world system, this Goyim world system, we could say Esau's world system specifically, as facing the east, it would be for those in the west. You see what says western? Acheron, the west. Even the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, the lost black and brown peoples of the house of Israel, right? The Israelite. What Babylon feel like? Called chosen the faithful, Rastafari, Israelite, black and the brown peoples in the Americas and the Caribbean. It's also the word acheron, acheron, the after, afterward, to come, the following, the hindermost, the last, the latter, right? The utmost generation, even in the last days, right? In these here last days. And the last days are the last days of this world system. This is the year after, even here, 2020. We're in the year after 400 years. So acheron, acheron. That's the word there, to come. So it's translated as the generation to come. Tikatev zot, tikatev. That which to written. It is written. Tikatev, tikatev zot, this. In the more feminine, this shall be written. For who? Lidor acheron, for the last generation. So this is written here for the generation that will be created. What says the people and the people, and the people which shall be created with am nivra, with am nivra. Or somebody says the am nivra, with am nivra, 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 which shall be what? Created. Created shall praise. See, now the Hebrew of it all can also be interpreted more accurately with am nivra, and the people to be created yehalel Yah, the people to be created to praise Jah, will praise Yah, will praise Jah. Which people praise Jah? We've asked this before. Even many Bible-believing Christians, bibulators, as many of them may be, they'll say the King James Bible, and it's all about the Bible, the King James Bible. But how often have you heard Christians, right? Christians, especially in this latter days and times. You know, nowadays Christians, do they praise God as Jah? Do they even use the name Jah? Though it's found even in the KJV, the King James Version. How many use the name Jah or even Jehovah? It is the people. It's for that generation. Lidor acheron. With am nivra, the people, a people created to praise Yah, to praise Jah. Let's bring that out right there. There we go, right there. You see that? Look at that. Right there is the H3050, right? The H3050 is Yah,
which is translated, you know, anglicized within the English as Jah. So we have it as Jah in the English. But Hebraically speaking, Yehalel, Yehalel, Yehalel Yah. Like we say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Rastafari. So Rastafari, that generation, right? That generation, right? First to the Yehudi, first to the Jew of the ethnic Israelites, the black and the brown, and the righteous from the other nations, right? Created, right? To create it for what purpose? To praise Jah. So who is the people here in these last days that praise Jah? Who is this people? I was reading through the Midrash Tehillim. It was very interesting, the Midrash Tehillim, right, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Beit, right, Psalm 102. And coming across this section right here, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise the Lord." Right, shall praise the Lord. Now, the Lord in this sense right here, you see, Jah says Jehovah in the shortened form. It says the proper name of the one true God. You get that? The one true God. So question. How often have you heard Christians in the church call upon God, right, the true God, as Jah, or even as Jah. How often? Or even as Jehovah. They say God, and they say Lord, 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 and God, 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 even though they know better, right? But there's a people, right? A people that will be created and who have been created to praise Jah. Rastafari. So here it breaks it down using many compounds of names, you know, either the first letter is J or J, as we have in English with the J. I know the J, we can get into the J letter, but we just, from right here, from where we're at right here, right? Also in the ending of names as Ayah, you see the Ayah, I-A-H, who calls upon He who be who he be as Ayah, is that people. The people were created to be a witness to this truth that was written concerning them. Even right here in this psalm, in Psalm 102. So I read through, you know, and sharing with the Chabarim on the blog talk and on the podcast. Be sure to download the app so you can listen anytime, anywhere, the Discipleship Rastafari, the podcast app. All right, so look in the description, the podcast app, download it, it's free. So this shall be written for the generation to come or for the last generation. The last generation, even the Western generation. We already showed you that. You can rewind this vid, right, and go back to the Acheron, the H314, right, the Strong's Concordance, just bringing out that word, Acheron, right, for the generation to come or for the last generation or that generation from the West, the once lost now found black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael with a new name. What's it, the new name, precious name? Israelite brethren had asked me, well, where is Rastafari in the Bible? Point them to the new name, the precious name. We can point them to this right here too, Psalm 102. Who's that people? Who's that people that shall be created? Created and here from the roots, right, of Israel. Because what Babylon feel like? Rastafari from the roots of Rastafari, the identification that the black and the brown people over here in this here Western Hemisphere, in the Americas, in the Caribbean, carried beyond the trans-Ethiopic, Ethiopian Ocean, the enslavement trade of the Israelites here in the Americas and the Caribbean, that elect being called, even called by a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So here, bringing this out right here from Psalm 102. Now in the Hebrew, as we pointed out, is verse 19. But in the KJV, is Psalm 102, verse 18. So here in the note here, just to share this right here, because we went through the Midrash, the full of the Midrash. But then as we was reading through it, we said, because some of the sages and scholars of Torah, we love the Midrash here because it goes into some of the old, you know, some of even our, the black Hebrews and the black Jews, even when the rabbis believe in the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShelush HaKadosh, we have that in this Torah portion, Vayera, right? And he appeared, the Holy Trinity in the Bait of Avraham, the house of Abraham, here in this particular Torah portion that we're in currently, the fourth Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, just seeing the Rhema, the right now word, revealed right here, even in the year after 400 years. So here, studying to shew I and I selves approved, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, even I and I Rabbi Roveinu Yeshua, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King of Kings Christ. It says, is another, they ask here in the Midrash, in the study, right, the Midrash, searching in the Psalms, in the study of the Psalms, in the Midrash Tehillim, is another people still to be created? Question, is another people still to be created? So this was asked even from the first century, even before the first century, when many of these sages went through the scriptures, as we go through the scriptures and reasoning on the verses of the scripture, what does it mean, Chaburim? So one Rav Judah Bar Simon, he explained the words refer to the generation of Mordecai. He said these words here, the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. But the scripture doesn't say that they were created anew. It says a people that shall be created. We'am nivra, right? People to be created, right? People to be created. Now the Rebbeinat, right? The Rabin, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they had said, however, these words refer to the generations that are guilty because of their wicked deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee on New Year's Day, which is called Hebraically, Judaically, Rosh Hashanah, and the scriptures we have as a Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, day of the blowing of the trumpets, the sounding of the shofar, and on Yom HaKippurim, right, or the day of the atonement, and thereby scour off their deeds, they score off their deeds, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. Now, that might be somewhat so, but the revelation of Rastafari is righteous, righteous, and it's accurate. This shall be written for the generation to come, or the generation here, in the last days. Tikatev zot ledor acheron. Ledor acheron, not just for the generation to come, but for the generation, the last generation, for the last generation, for the generation of the latter days, right, the latter days, and a people that shall be created with amnivra, yehalel yah. You see, if you read in the English, it just says, I praise the Lord. All right, let's just bring that up once again for the brothers and sisters to check this out. If we go over here and you're reading the English, this is the verse right here, Psalm 102, verse 18. We click on the H30, 50 is Yah, 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 as we have it here before us in the Hebrew, Yehalel, 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 Yah, to praise Jah, to praise Yah, to praise Jah, Rastafari, right? So here they say the Jah, shortened form from Jehovah. But what they don't give you right here, that you get when you study, when we're studying Hebraically, even we the black Jews, we find this right here, that the Hebrew Yah, as we find it frequently used in the Psalms, in the book of Psalms, right, in the Mizmor, in the Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Dawit, in the Psalms of David, Yah or Jah is frequently used in the book of Psalms for Ha'el, for El, Ha'el, Chayel, right? The true good, the true God, the Almighty. Ha'el, for the true good, the true God, as Yisrael, get it? Yisrael, Sar, a prince of El, Yasharel, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. This is often used in the book of Psalms for Elohim, Ha-Elohim, as Israel's Savior. It's a Savior name. Now, if we go and study Exodus chapter 15 and the Song of the Sea, right? The Song of the Sea, Moshe and the Israelites, the psalm that he chanted during the Exodus, we find the use of the Yah, calling upon Yah, or anglicized in the English, according to KJV, calling upon Jah. So here, let's bring this out just to prove this point right here, because here you see Lord in the next quote that has created and people, right? This is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, right? Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 42 and 5 says, thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out. Now, look at the word the Lord. So we have the Lord in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 18, and we have the Lord in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5. Right, but Hebraically speaking, you can even see the number is different. One says the H 3050, the other one says the H 3068. click on the H3068. We have Yahuwah or Jehovah. Yahuwah, 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 right? Yahuwah, Yahuwah, right? Jehovah, as it's anglicized. It's different, right? So here, this is even more specific in its identification of who this people be. Who this people be. This people, who they be. They be for he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. This shall be written for the generation, right, of the last days, of the last times, even the generation in the West. Bring that up, the Acheron. Acheron. In the Hebrews, le, for, dor, generation, Acheron. Acheron, right, Acheron. Looking at Acheron, right, let's go to Acheron. The behind, following, the following, the subsequent. Right, right. The subsequent, by the preceding, right, replaced by the oncoming generation, the preceding generation, right. Even the words of Garmawi Negus Neges, right. In the West, the Western generation, right. The location, you see, Western of location, right. Latter, the subsequent, right, preceded by the oncoming generation, the latter generation, the last generation, the last generation, the last times. Even here, in the year after, what? 400 years. Right? And this is the real reason why there's so much trouble in the world. It's prophecy time. It's revelation time. Right? So for the last generation, right, or the generation of the last days and the people, right, that shall be created. So it's significant in looking through the Midrash, right, the Midrash on the Psalms, and this psalm, right, Mizmor, or the Perek of Beit, right, Psalm 102, and then seeing some of the reasonings that were there, and we're like, wow, maybe they didn't see it, they didn't get it. I mean, so what they point out here about, you know, the generation that are guilty, yes, our ancestors, our forefathers, right, had to do a bid. Even we have the curses or the consequences of disobedience found in Deuteronomy. That's another identification of who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites? We, the once lost, now found black and brown people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean, right? How do we know? We know even by the identification of who they be, by what they have experienced even over these here 400 years. Another sign, 400 years, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses, was it 15 to 68? Also, we have Leviticus, right? Go to Leviticus chapter 26, right? Generations, right, who are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, and who come and they repent, right? Repent, have a change of mind. Right, and come to the redemption, right? Even black Israel, Israel's redemption, even that redemption of we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, comes to that redemption. See, the redemption is about a change of heart. The repentance is about a change of mind. See, the heart and the mind, right? But here, it's very clear in the word of Scripture, right? There will be a people that will be created, right, to praise, and that will praise, created for the praise of Jah, for that witness of Jah. Because we look at all the churches, almost all the churches, the majority of the churches, how many churches praise Jah? Even though it's there in the Bible. We have very clearly in the Bible, we could turn to Psalm 68, turn to Psalm 68, verse 4, you find Jah. They said, by his name, Jah. Right? And they look upon I, that people that have been created to praise Jah, but we are fulfilling that word even of Scripture, that word even of prophecy, that word even for these last days and times. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, just a little bit more just to share with you on the people. As the Scripture says, the people that shall be created, right? The people that shall be created to praise Jah. Rastafari, yes, I. Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, I. Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
thoughts and dreams, crumbling before him while he plots and schemes. Hard way, so him choose to learn, then walk for curse the fire when him plans get burned. But I know, cause as I just say, the truest resurrection is spiritually, and the key to the comfort is to pray the word, knowing not just believing how the prophecy revealing with a new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they bear its own new name. Power of the Trinity, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with a new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they bear its own new name. Haile Selassie, I fly on of Judah, return to the throne. And prepare them for the present day with the word and the example of his imperial majesty. The new name, King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they bear its own new name. Power of the Trinity, Lion of Judah, return to the throne with that new name. King Rastafari, weak heart a tremble when they bear its own.
On the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified. You see, I Negus, rule Ethiopia.
Yeah, rules Ethiopia, right here, Rasema Selassie, a.k.a. Hello to brother DJ Falu Ras. Love this tune here, Bended Knee. You know, in the true sense, that brings out the sense of the Hebrew sense of worship. You know, we bend the knee.
to the King and to the Almighty. Right here, 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 bended knee.
I keep my head to jar. This holy habitation put the cloud over eye. Yeah. And these reckless moments natural for human life. Fire and brimstone burn up the thoughts in my mind. For clean hands and pure heart will illuminate the dark and bring the energies that attacks the child of God. Oh, thy mercy, bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. We are not happy in the earthy food that surrounds we saw eyes showing something better. Teach the people, feed the hungry, let it nurture. The generation that suffer in this crisis, impacted by horrible violence, make excuses for the wicked vices. But if it don't stop, we'll continue to cycle. Continue to cycle. What I want, what I want. Oh, thy mercy, bless the one that come to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that come to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that come to you and bend the knee. Honor him, celebrate the people that are choosing to do unto others like our King, for the betterment of the nation, from the largest to the smallest thing. And if it is positive, good lasting impression and stick with you to this day. Yeah. Good lasting impression stick with you to this day. Yeah. Good lasting impression stick with you to this day. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee. Bless the one that comes to you and bend the knee.
Discipleship Radio. Radio. Radio.
Oh, Johnny, just now. Boy,